Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, Your word declares that all of mankind has sinned and fallen short of Your glory. And I too have sinned. Yet You don't destroy me. Your forgiveness is medicine to my soul. Though we as Your people have so many times been unfaithful, I have been unfaithful. You still remain faithful. You do not withhold Your love, even when I have been at my worst. I praise You for Your mercy and forgiveness. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. 2, review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, search me and help me review my thoughts, my words, and my deeds. Help me to see any and all my sins. Show me how my sins have contributed to my condition. Lord, even when I was careful to hide my sin, you saw me. When I closed my eyes and tried to ignore my actions, you saw me. Lord, I repent. I open my eyes and admit my wrong. Holy Spirit, please help me to see further now. Help me to see if there be anything within me that has caused me to sin in this way. Is there anything unknown to me that has compelled me to act this way? For I want to repent of that thing as well. Thank you, Lord, that you have made repentance and forgiveness possible for me. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, I need your help. Help me to remain without contact with the person with whom I have sinned. And help me to be relentless and vigilant in pursuing truth and my spouse's trust once again. Help me to be wholly honest, withholding no secret. Please help my spouse to heal from the hurt I've caused. Please help them to not fall into sin because of me. Please help them to forgive me, Lord, and help me to forgive myself for what I have done. Thank you, Lord.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help, and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, thank you. Thank you that you've given me the chance to prove myself faithful and trustworthy to you, and if possible, my spouse as well. I thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for dying for my sins, Lord. I place my trust in you now. For the times that is hard for me to obey your word, I put my trust in you and your help. I now make the conscious choice to try once again to obey you. I want to obey you, Lord. Thank you for helping me.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. This reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. The passages are 1 John 1:9, 15:12-13, Proverbs 5:15, and Ephesians 5:22-25. God is faithful. He's reliable. If we confess our sins, He forgives them, and He cleanses us completely from everything we've done wrong. This is my commandment to you. Love each other. Love one another the way I have loved you. Nobody shows a greater love than somebody who lays down their life for another. Be faithful to your spouse. Give your love to them only. Wives, follow the leading of your husbands as you follow Christ. Now, the husband is the head of his wife, just like Christ is the head of his church, and the church is Christ's body. Christ is the Savior, and the church follows the leading of Christ. So in the same way, wives should follow the leading of their husbands. But husbands, don't forget, you are to love your wives. Love them more than yourself, the same way Christ loved the church and gave himself up, to the point that he died for her. Part 6, Renewal. During this time, you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.